Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences joining us today. Charles C., tell me how growers can incorporate Culex herbicide into their weed management plan.
Well, for broadleaf weed control, Culex herbicide fits as the core of a weed management program in wheat. It provides the grower with advanced, broad-spectrum control of troublesome weed species, such as mirestel, henbit, and mustards. Culex allows for application flexibility, so growers can customize their plans to fit their specific needs and challenges. You can apply Culex in the fall or in the spring because it has a big application window from two-leaf to flag-leaf emergence stage. In addition, Culex herbicide is now labeled for a pre-seed application. Culex is tank mix compatible with other herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides, and you can run the product with 100% UAN liquid fertilizer. If needed, a producer can tank mix Culex with a residual herbicide for added soil activity or run it with PowerFlex HL to achieve grass and broadleaf weed control.
And you can learn more by visiting FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex weed herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex weed herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Corporate and civic leaders have come together in a group known as Step Up Oklahoma. They're proposing tax increases, some greater scrutiny of state government and try to save some money, and also several program reforms in order to get Oklahoma, they say, back on track. No major agricultural groups or leaders involved in the development of the Step Up concept, but the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association looked at the plan yesterday at their winter policy meeting. The cattle producers debated merits of the Step Up Oklahoma plan. They voted to support the overall package. Former Oklahoma Cattlemen Association and National Cattlemen Association President Bob Drake urged members during the conversation to support the overall concept of the plan and work on the individual pieces as they are considered at the state legislature.
Agriculture needs to be at the table. We need to understand that we are a part of the state. The fact is that we're going to be voting taxes on ourselves, but for what we receive against what we pay, there's no comparisons to the amount of good that we'll do if we pass these tax increases. And we're desperate to make things happen and to put money back into the infrastructure, our hospitals. There's some scare stories coming out across the country today. Look at your highway patrol's been decimated. Drive in on any country road and see what we're doing. Look at the teachers that are leaving the state, including my own granddaughter.
Longtime cattle industry leader Bob Drake out of Davis, Oklahoma. A lot of groups have been jumping on board with the Step Up Oklahoma program. Now, an agricultural group has stepped up and done just exactly that. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association at their winter policy meeting yesterday voting to support the Step Up Oklahoma plan. From the calendar, this afternoon, 2 o'clock Central Time, first cattle on feed report of the year will be coming out from USDA. It's a quarterly report, so there's some extra information in there, and that'll kind of pave the way for the cattle inventory report, the overall cattle count report for the year that'll be out next week. Also, next week, Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show happening down in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be there covering that meeting for you. You've got farm news on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.